For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie Gualy, and I am so excited to have you here today listening to our podcast episode. This episode is an episode that is going to be very raw, very honest, very vulnerable. It is actually something that I'm currently working through, walking through in my life, and I wanted to just have a little chit-chat about it because, as you know, I love to make this podcast feel like you're FaceTiming a best friend. And feel like you're not going through things alone. And this is a topic that I know for a fact so many of us struggle with. This is all about people pleasing, all about overcoming it, how to stop living for other people, how to stop caring what other people think about you, how to genuinely just overcome it. So I'm not gonna lie, I am not perfect. I am a human being. And the podcast is called Healthy But Human for a reason. We're all humans, and this is just some things that have helped me so far in this journey of overcoming people-pleasing, in my hopes that it would help you as well. So before we get into the episode, one, how are you doing? How are you feeling today? Are you having a good day so far? I hope you're feeling really good, and if you're not, it's okay. It's okay. I am not gonna lie, last week I had some little sad girl days. I am definitely getting my period too, not to be a little TMI, but I am. And you know, the week before when you literally are just so like sad for no reason and you're like, why do I feel like this? There's actually no reason for me to be sad right now. I was really struggling with that. So feeling pretty good today. I just had a fire, just time with the Lord. And I want to just also share some of those things. We'll get into all that. We'll get into all the things. If you're new to the podcast, this is a faith-based wellness podcast where we talk about life. We talk about navigating 20s, your 30s, all the things. We talk about God. We talk about healthy lifestyle habits. We talk about fitness. We talk about mental health. Like, we talk about everything. So whether or not you are a Christian, this podcast is for you. And I just want you to know that you are welcome to listen no matter what you believe. My beliefs are my beliefs, and God has changed my life forever. I used to not walk in my faith. I used to actually be into all the New Age stuff. I used to be really big into spirituality, and I found Jesus. I found the Holy Spirit, and I was like, I'm not looking back. So anyways, that was a long intro, you guys. I feel like we haven't had a long chit-chatty intro in a while, but we have to do our self-check-in. We don't have to. We get to. That's a little mindset switcheroo for us today. I really find there's power in our words. And specifically, if you say have to, that's a victim mindset. Like, oh, I have to do this. Like, I'm forced to do this, right? Get to. I get to do this. Takes control of our life. That's my challenge for both of us today. We're going to say, I get to. I get to do this. I get to do that. I even love making my to-do list be like my get-to-do list. It kind of switches the way I see my life as more of an empowered way versus a disempowered way. So anyways, I'm a little all over the place right now, but that's okay. It's okay. We're going to do our self-check-in. This is a time where we can just ground ourselves and see how we're feeling, see how we're doing, set some goals, and move on. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much love for your beautiful, amazing body. Exhale out any judgment, any mean thoughts. Just let it go with your breath. All right. Ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? Getting so real with yourself. And as you answer this, I want you to ask the follow-up question. Why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened. Maybe nothing happened. Just trying to pinpoint it for a second. All right, next question for you is, what is something I want to work on this week? It could be anything, mental, physical, spiritual. And now the next step is, or next question is, what is my first step I can take towards this thing that I'm working on? It can be a baby step. I always recommend baby steps. Those are great for when you have a big goal that feels overwhelming. Start little, small. You got to start somewhere. Final question. Oh, no, that's not true. We have a couple more questions. Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? Even if you have, let's all just grab our waters and hydrate again. Cannot hurt to hydrate more. In 3, 2, 1, cheers, my gorgeous queen. Okay, got a lot of hydration. What's in my water bottle today, you might ask? Well, I actually have been loving putting aminos in my water. I'm at this phase where I feel like there's so much hype around aminos. In fact, a little foreshadowing, I'm most likely having an expert on aminos on the podcast in a few months. And I want to learn all the juicy stuff about aminos because I've been drinking them. And anyways, I like them. I drink them in the morning. And they're supposed to be really good for just like helping build your muscles if you exercise a lot. I mean, there's so many more benefits. That's just one of the many benefits. But I've been drinking the Kion aminos and they're really good. But today I put Kion aminos in my water and I put Guadagna electrolytes in my water. Did a little combo pack and I got the hydration, the minerals, and the aminos in. So I hope that's okay to do. You know how like they say don't mix chemicals together, cleaning chemicals? I was like, I don't know if this goes for supplements, but in my brain, I was like, it's probably fine, right? Anyways, that's my water today. We're feeling good. Okay, so one more question for you is, what is something that I love about myself? Let's take a moment to just speak kindly to yourself like a best friend. I think I seriously say this all the time. I say this in my classes I teach. I say this to just all the time. You have so much power in your words. Truly, our words hold life. There's life or death on the tongue. If you read the Bible, you will see in the Bible that people speak blessings over other people. People curse other people, and those things come to pass. Did you know we actually have the ability to either speak life over ourselves or we can also curse ourselves? So if you are consistently telling yourself that you are an idiot, that you're stupid, that you're whatever, you're literally cursing yourself. And you can actually renounce those curses, though. So you can say, I actually don't come into agreement with those things I just said. I renounce those things I just said in Jesus' name. So you can renounce things you say. But it is very important to be careful and mindful about what you say over yourself, because there is power. So much power in our words. Okay, that's our self-check-in. I hope you feel a little bit more grounded, a little bit more amazing. You deserve to have the best day. Just want to put it out there. You deserve an amazing day, and I hope you have the best day. Okay, let's do a little life update. I feel like these are, I hope you guys like the life updates. My life is, I feel like my life has been pretty exciting lately, if I'm being honest. A little bit more has happened than usual. Let's talk about it. So as I was saying, last week was it was like the week before my period, the luteal phase. Ugh. You know, one day I will have an amazing relationship with the luteal phase. I'm speaking that out right now. I come into agreement with that. I will love it. I will love it. But last week, you guys, was so unique. I just felt so bleh, just not good mentally. I feel like I was really tired. I felt very bloated and just not my best. So if you have been listening for a while, you know I had a baby. And, or maybe you don't, but I had a baby, surprise, and I've had her, she's 5 months now. Anyways, I've had one cycle since having my period, since having my baby, and my body, like, I just did not miss having a period. It was very nice, I will say, but it is actually really beautiful to feel my cycle coming back, and I love hormonal health. I love all those things. So it has been really beautiful. And I'm getting to relearn that it's very important to take care of my body's hormones and my cycle. Because like when I was pregnant and stuff, it was obviously like take care of my body, take care of my baby. But when you have your cycle, you can actually hack your hormones and eat certain foods that will help support the changes in your hormones. So you don't feel those hormonal dips and ups as intensely. It'll actually help neutralize things a lot more. So we have a lot of episodes on cycle syncing if you're curious what I'm talking about. I absolutely love all that stuff. I'm a little hormone nerd, if you could say. And I feel like I'm getting back into that again because my life is applying to my life again. So that being said, that has been last week. But okay, this was so fun. So if you have been listening and following along on the journey, I opened an in-person faith-based Pilates studio in South Florida. It's called Sunshine Pilates. If you ever come to South Florida, definitely come stop by. It was so cute. I actually met one of you guys this past Saturday. Shout out Lila if you're listening to the podcast. She's so cute, you guys. I love meeting you guys in person. It's like the best thing ever. So anyways, one of you guys stopped by the studio and I was like, oh my goodness, hi. But it's been so much fun. And it's been really cool too because like it's definitely been, I've talked about it before, but having an online business versus in person is very different. And I have found like I need to be very patient with the in-person business. And I just have to try, I get to try a lot of different techniques for trying to get the word out there that the studio is a thing. And one of the ways that has been really good for getting the word out is doing collaborations with other local businesses, other people. So one of the things that we did this past weekend is it's called Coffee Club Palm Beach. It's like a monthly wellness event. And we got the opportunity to teach with this event or teach at the event. So my other instructor, McKaylee, she's also my best friend, which is so much fun. She actually taught her first ever pop-up class on Saturday at this event. And it was so fire, you guys. She crushed it. It was so fun too. We got to try out some of our merch samples. So I've been working on some merch for Sunshine Pilates. Also, I feel like I have a lot of different businesses and I feel like the merch area has been slacking lately for a lot of it. So I know my little Healthy But Human fam, we got to have some new merch soon. I feel like I haven't done a merch drop in like a hot second. So if you have any ideas for merch you would like to see, let me know. I want to do a full podcast rebrand. Maybe I'll work on that today. But I have an idea for a really cute cover photo. The cover photo has been needing some love. Let's be real. It's been a few years and it still has my old last name on the cover. So as you know, I used to be Callie Jardine, but now I'm Callie Gwally. So anyways, that's a little misleading and I want to update the cover. I have so many ideas. But if you have ideas too, I'd love to hear them. What I'm thinking for the cover that'd be really cute is like, you know how it's, okay, so it's Healthy But Human, right? So what I was thinking is maybe I could either do like a split cover where I has a photo of me like looking like a little clean that girl kind of aesthetic with like my little green juice, Pilates weights, whatever. But then the other half is either me just like in my sweats with messy hair or me like looking like I'm gonna go to like a nice dinner or something or all put together. But I'm leaning more towards like the sweatpant look because I think that's more relatable to my own lifestyle these days, you know? Anyways, I'm just thinking half and half kind of cover. It could be really cute to show that like we're not always the clean girl aesthetic. We are also, like right now, I'm literally in my bed recording this. I have no makeup on. I have probably mascara under my eyes from 2 days ago. I need to get some more makeup wipes. Like I ran out and so the mascara has not been coming off even though I've been washing my face. Anyways, I feel like I don't know where it comes from, but that is what I'm envisioning. And if you have ideas, I would love to hear them. Love your ideas. You guys have amazing ideas. Anyways, that was a ramble and a half, but that has been life lately. A lot of Pilates, a lot of planning my business. You guys, I am so grateful for just like so many things. I think this season has really not been the easiest in the world in terms of like, it's a lot of work. Having an in-person business is a lot of work. Having an online business is a lot of work. I love it so much, but if you are wanting to start a business, just know it takes a lot of effort, a lot of late hours, a lot of little nitty-gritty details that you don't see online. Anyways, I'm beyond grateful. God is so good. I feel so blessed. And I'm so thankful for everyone who's discovering the studio. It is the coolest thing. It's spreading, you guys. The word is spreading. And I feel so, just so grateful. I'm so pumped for, I have so many ideas for where I want this thing to go. But ultimately, I'm trying to just seek God in it. Because I'm like, Lord, like, I want what you want. I want what you want. I want the desire that you have for this. Because God knows best. And is so cool. I love God. Anyways, I could talk about how much I love God for the entire episode, but you guys might be like, okay, Callie, like, we got it. You guys, let's get into the topic. This episode of Healthy Be Human is brought to you by Graza, my new favorite olive oil. It's fresh, never blended, and it comes from a single type of olive, the picul, straight out of high-end Spain, where over half the world's olive oil is produced. Graza is all about quality. It's extra virgin, single origin, and it comes in three super fresh, clean, and pure bottles. With sizzle at 411 degrees Fahrenheit for your everyday cooking, frizzle for high heat action, and drizzle as your finishing touch, you're set for every culinary style. I would definitely consider myself the occasional cook, and one thing I truly appreciate about Graza is how their olive oil comes in super fun squeeze bottles that help control the flow and prevent messy spills when I'm topping my salad or my pan. And now, with Graza adding frizzle to the mix, you can swap out those boring neutral oils like canola or avocado for something that's not only cleaner, but also delicious. Frizzle boasts a whopping 490 degree Fahrenheit smoke point, making it perfect for searing meat in a cast iron pan or even stir frying veggies in a hot wok without losing its nutrients. If you're ready to elevate your cooking, take this as your sign to grab the trio, which includes sizzle, frizzle, and drizzle from Graza. So head to graza.co and use Cali to get 10% off of trio, which includes sizzle, frizzle, and drizzle, and get to cooking your next chef quality meal. That is graza.co and you spell Cali, C-A-L-L-I-E. Have you ever felt like your hormones are just off? Maybe you've noticed little things like sleepless nights, low energy, or those mild mood swings that just seem to creep up out of literally nowhere. I honestly didn't even realize I was struggling with hormonal changes for the longest time. As women, we aren't taught in school that it's actually not normal to feel tired all the time, dealing with occasional bloating and snapping at the smallest things. It wasn't until I started my hormone deep dive that I realized there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors lurking in our daily lives. They're in the food we eat, the water we drink, even the skincare products we use. Add that to the natural hormone changes we're already going through, and it's no wonder so many of us are feeling off. But here's the good news, you don't have to feel this way anymore. That's where Hormone Harmony comes in, a nature-inspired herbal formula that's helping women of all ages feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony is packed with adaptogens, which are plant-based ingredients that help your body adapt to stress. That means Hormone Harmony works with your body to manage chaotic hormonal changes. Whether it's mild PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, those uncomfortable hot flashes, or just feeling tired all the time, this product has got you covered. One of the biggest things people notice when their hormones are balanced is how much more energized they feel. What's even better is that Hormone Harmony comes from Happy Mammoth, a company dedicated to making products that actually work. They use only science-backed herbal ingredients, and you can tell their priority is quality. If this sounds like something you need in your life, now is the time to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALI at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALI for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about people pleasing. this is such a little area that God has been convicting me of lately. And I just want to straight up plug another podcast that I'm obsessed with. I just discovered it last week on one of my walks when I was feeling sad. It is Christ with Coffee on Ice by Allie Yost. I want to be friends with her. Can she be on the podcast? We'll see. Anyways, you guys actually recommended this podcast to me a while ago. A lot of you have been like, have her on the podcast, all this. And I finally listened to her podcast last week and I'm like, wait, I'm obsessed with this girl. She's so cute. But she recorded an episode on people pleasing and I actually listened to it on Saturday on the way down to the event in Palm Beach and it was like straight fire. So I want to kind of talk about just some things that stuck out to me in that episode and also things I've been discovering on my own. And I want to also share just like some stuff, some like just stories. I feel like storytelling is always the move. So anyways, let's just talk about some areas this past weekend when I really struggled with people pleasing. Number one, going to the Palm Beach event. I live in a town called Stuart, Florida, and it is a very just, I would describe it as a sleepy, beachy, surfy, small town. It is so chill. It is so earthy. If you have ever been to Hawaii, it's very, my neighborhood in particular reminds me of Hawaii. Like it is so similar. And that being said, you can really just get away with wearing whatever you want. Like no one cares. Genuinely, no one cares. It's very casual here. I feel like I wear makeup here and there, but like there's, I just don't feel the urge. I'm like, I want to be outside in the sun sweating. But anyways, I have noticed that when I go down to Palm Beach or I go down to Miami, I feel different. And if anyone else has experienced this, I would love to know. I have felt this pressure to look put together. It's so interesting. Like if I'm going to Palm Beach, I have put effort into my appearance. Not saying that I don't put effort into my appearance where I live, but I feel like this extra, like I want to look extra put together. Anyways, I have checked my heart before about this, and I want to also say it's totally fine to look put together. Like there's nothing wrong with that. Pop off if you do. I love pulling myself together, but I've noticed that it's my heart behind why I'm doing it that needs a little heart check. And the reason why, if I'm being totally honest, confession time, I have wanted people to think highly of me based on how I look. Oof, that's exposing something. Anyways, when I was down at this event, I definitely was very aware of my appearance. I was aware of people. I wanted people to look at me and think I was cool. I was just like, I was feeling that, like that pressure, you know, those intrusive thoughts around it. Like, oh, what do they think about me? But it was really interesting because I was pretty aware of it. And I, like the second I got back to Stuart, I took a deep breath. I was like, whew, we're back. Anyways, that is not from God. That wanting people to accept me, wanting people to think I'm hot, wanting people to like me based on my appearance, like that's just not, I just don't think that's from the Lord. I think that is totally wanting people to approve of me. And it just goes back to like, are you fearing God or are you fearing man? Are you seeking other people's approval or are you seeking God's approval? So that's me confessing. I felt the same exact way when I went down to Jupiter yesterday, which is also pretty close to Palm Beach. And it's a very similar kind of like vibe there. It is very wealthy. It's a lot, it's probably less like less put together, but I still felt it. I was still very aware of like, what are people thinking about me? It was those thoughts, the what are people thinking about me thoughts. And I also struggled with that this a lot in New York City. So I'm just thinking, I'm just sharing moments when I've really struggled with this. So I was going to a concert in New York City when I lived in New York. And if you know Fred Again, I was going to Fred Again. It was for John. He'd bought like tickets for his birthday. Anyways, you guys, I had a full-blown panic attack, like anxiety breakdown. At this concert, there was so many beautiful people. And I also had this really weird thing when I struggled. I was in New York City where I like felt like people were always looking at me and watching me. And I think a lot of it also stemmed from like people would recognize me on the streets and I wasn't used to that. I didn't really know how to like navigate that. And as a result, I was like, Like, is everyone looking at me? Like, everyone's looking at every move I'm making. Like, and so as a result, like, living in my head, thinking that people are just always watching me, thinking that the world revolves around me, I struggled a lot with anxiety. And I think that people pleasing can 100% lead to anxiety. I think a lot of it can be tied together. And I just want to, like, I'm confessing these things. And if you have been struggling with this and you're feeling called out, listen, like, I am not judging whatsoever. These are things I'm actively working on in my own life right now. Like, I am right there with you in this if you're also experiencing these things. So that's a lot I just dumped out that I've been going through. How have I been overcoming those moments? So here are a couple of things that have really helped with overcoming those people-pleasing intrusive thoughts. Because I call them intrusive thoughts. Like, end of the day, just because you have a thought doesn't mean that that thought is you. Our mind is a battleground. And you have to be aware of that. You get to be aware of that. You get to be aware of that. Because there is a spiritual realm around us. We can see things in front of us, but it's not the full picture. One time I heard that snakes can see more than the human eye can see. So it just in itself, like, animals can see more. Some animals can see more than we see. So it just says right there that there is more than we can see. So we have to be aware, we get to be aware that there is a spiritual realm around us and there is a battle going on. And a lot of the times that battle takes place in our minds as well. We have competing thoughts. We have the voice of God. We have the voice of the enemy, the demonic, and then we have our own voice in our minds. So it's so important to become spiritually aware of what is going on in our minds. This is where, like, sometimes I've had very messed up thoughts happen. And I'm like, where did that come from? That is not me. I know for a fact I would never think that. And I know that's not from God. It's not life-giving. It's not encouraging. So it's from the enemy. There we go. So when you have that happen, I think we, like, talked about this actually last week, taking intrusive thoughts captive. You take the thought, you address it, you go, I see this thought. I reject this thought. I bind it in my mind and I send it to the feet of Jesus. Now get out of my mind. I reject it. Don't listen to it. So when you start experiencing those things, like yesterday, here's what happened. I'll share what I did. I was feeling very just anxious. I was feeling like people were looking at me again. I was experiencing those intrusive thoughts. I was aware of it. So in those moments, I just closed my eyes. I invited the Lord in. I took a couple deep breaths and I prayed my prayer language. And if you speak in tongues and pray in tongues, oh my goodness, it is so powerful. So powerful. So I was just, like, under my breath, just praying in tongues. And, like, I felt this just peace come over me. And I just got me out of my head. And listen, actually, I take that back. I didn't feel an intense peace. I felt better. I was also very hungry yesterday. I felt better. And I started to feel more clear-minded about the situation. So I think that is the first thing to do, is just recognize what's going on and start to actively fight it with the armor of God. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up armor of God. I believe it's in Ephesians, I think. There are so many different ways that we can use to get rid of any sort of demonic forces, attack on our minds. And so there's a lot of ways. Praying, using our voice, using our tongue, our words. Also worship is really amazing. Like, just playing worship music, singing, praising God. It's very powerful. So I think that is really beautiful. Inviting God into those thoughts, inviting him into how you're feeling. Like, straight up just telling God what you're experiencing, telling him, getting real with him, being like, God, I'm caring what these people think about me. I don't want to. I don't know how to get over this by myself. I need help. Because God gives us so much strength, you guys, to overcome things. And we don't have to do everything by ourselves, which is so beautiful. Because I know people pleasing can be really hard to overcome sometimes. It can feel really hard. Number two is, I think, asking, why does this even matter to me? Like, why does this person's opinion matter to me? And I think I heard this on Ali's podcast, maybe, or I don't know where I heard this, but it's really wild to think about how literally every person on this planet Earth is not going to exist at one point. The only thing that will exist eternally is the Lord God Almighty. And so it's really, really important to really recognize that. Like, am I going to genuinely care about this person's opinion in 80 years, in 90 years, in however many years? Like, this does not matter. What does matter is how God thinks about me. So finding the fear of the Lord, that is really, really powerful to figure out, like, to fear God over man. And that is where you have to shift out of the perspective of what's right in front of you and get into the spiritual perspective of what is really going on right now. I think also sometimes when we experience those wanting to please other people, wanting to get their approval, seeking the approval of man over God, I think sometimes there can even be insecurities that maybe we haven't worked through or addressed. Like yesterday, I got triggered when there was just so much money in Jupiter. All these beautiful, amazing, gorgeous boats were going by. And I was like, just like a little backtrack story. John and I used to have a boat. It was really small. Its name was Lil Yachty. RIP. We miss Lil Yachty. Lil Yachty had a lot of issues. We ended up selling the boat. And we miss boating. Like, we loved boating so much. And it's expensive boating. Like, I mean, we got to repair that boat so much. And seeing all these boats go by, like big yachts and stuff, it was definitely a little challenging to like not get discontent and be like, I want that. I really want to boat. Actually, I don't know if it's discontentment, but regardless, I just started to feel like really down on myself about, I feel like, our finances and wanting to have millions of dollars and be able to afford a nice boat. So anyways, that was going on. And I think that just was leading to these other thoughts that were trickling in. So like I'm saying, it's just really important to find the root of all of it. Like really getting real with God and being like, Lord, where is this coming from? That's a great question to ask God, is where are these thoughts coming from? What is causing these thoughts in my mind right now? And letting God reveal that to you. That is so beautiful. And then working through it with the Holy Spirit, it is so, so, so powerful. I just thought about something that is really cool. And if you have read the Bible and read the New Testament and read the story about Jesus, there is a moment when the enemy tempts and tests Jesus in the wilderness. I just was thinking specifically about the part where he had Jesus looking over this, all of these kingdoms and cities, and was like, if you throw yourself off this rock or all this, whatever, you get all this kingdom or something. I don't want to misquote the Bible, but read the story. It's really interesting. Anyway, I just thought about that because I think sometimes the enemy tries to tempt us with this discontentment and this, if you have more, if you look a certain way, if you do yada, 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 then people are going to accept you. People are going to look up to you. People are going to like envy you or want what you have, like popularity. I think the enemy tries to tempt us with this temptation of looks and power and fame and popularity. And if we're not walking in the Spirit, if we're not actively in the Word of God, and we are not pursuing the things of God, it's so easy to fall into this temptation. But when we are keeping our mind on what's above, if we are continually pursuing God's purpose in our life, that is when we have this beautiful contentment in our life, and we see things for more than they are. We realize that there are, like, I even think about the verse about like where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I read that actually on a sign yesterday, which was really interesting as I drove by, and I was like, wow, God is so cool, really speaking to me. It's just so important. Like, where are you putting your treasure? Are you storing up your treasure on earth in fame, popularity, money, all these things? Or are you storing up your treasure in the things above, in the things that God promises? And I don't want to sit there and say that it's a bad thing to be famous, it's a bad thing to be rich. I don't think it is all, but I think it is important to really just check your heart in these areas. Why does that matter to you? Why do you seek these things? It is very convicting, but it is very, very just beautiful when we realize the truth and we work through the truth with the Lord. So that is my little hot take on people pleasing. I hope this helped a lot. I just want you to know that it is something that so many of us go through. I want to drop one more little mic drop moment for you on here. I was reading a book on people pleasing, and I realized by reading the book that people pleasing is actually very selfish. Trying to make other people happy so that they like us more is really not, it's not a loving thing. It's very self-centered. And it really got me thinking about a lot of the things I do. Being so honest about your why. Why am I helping this person? Why am I responding to their texts so quickly? Why am I doing blah, blah, blah? Like, if you feel anxious and you feel like, if I don't respond immediately, if I don't take on this extra thing at work, then these people aren't going to like me. I'm going to lose my job. Like, that's not from God. That anxiousness, that tenseness. Check in your spirit how you're feeling when you're doing things. It's really going to help you see the truth in the situation, because God promises us peace. He promises us comfort in his, like, she's a shepherd. He comforts us. He's our comforter. He promises us so much freedom, patience, all the things. When you walk in the Spirit, you get all the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So when you're not in the Spirit and you're feeling other things, that's a good sign that you may not be operating in the Spirit in that moment, if that makes sense. So that being said, I hope this episode helps you. Seek the things of God every single day, every morning. Seek the Lord every morning. Just constantly be seeking him in what you're doing, surrendering things to him, surrendering your thoughts to him, asking that his will be done, not your own will be done, but operating in this empowerment, knowing that you are royalty, you are his chosen priesthood, you're his child, you're all these things. Walking in that. And I promise that even in situations when maybe the temptations of people pleasing, approval of man might feel very thick and strong, when you see people's eyes on you, realizing that their opinion means nothing, their judgment means nothing, because God is the ultimate judge. His opinion is what matters. I'm preaching this to myself too. We got this, you guys. Think about how freaking amazing our life is going to feel when we don't operate in this trap of trying to make everyone happy, trying to get people's approval, because you cannot make everyone happy. You just can't. So anyways, I hope this episode helped you a little bit in some type of way. Let me know if it did. Also, you guys, if this episode helped you, if you think of a friend who might love the episode, send this to your friend, tag me on Instagram at HealthyButHumanPod, and follow me on TikTok at HealthyButHuman. As well, I just started TikTok. Anyways, you guys, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. You're amazing. Keep crushing it at life. And let's just all release this pressure to be perfect this week. Let's release it. Let's do our best to just grow closer to God, take care of ourselves, love others well, and not care what people think about us. All right, I'll see you next time. Have the best day ever and stay healthy but human. Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.